speed of its entanglement. We just returned back to the dock. We are triumphant. We have the entanglement that was wrapped around the whale. Our team was able to cut it free. And once the animal was free, it dove deeply. We saw it come up one more time and take a deep breath. And then it went and headed off into the deep blue, leaving us with the man-made gear.
What would have happened if you weren't able to do that?
Well, you know, it's obviously difficult to tell. Past experience has told us that some of these animals can survive, and they are living with scars of entanglement such as this, and then we've also seen many animals that have died as a result of the entanglement and the impeded movement that it has because of that. It limits its ability to swim freely and sometimes limits its ability to feed, and so that can cause the problems. Additionally, the drag from the lines that are made usually of synthetic materials that don't erode quickly tend to cut into the flesh of the animal, leading to deformities and infection. So we see many of them that die a long, slow death as a result of such a thing. So with this one, hard to tell. This was a sub-adult animal, a young animal, so it will definitely be much better off free of that entanglement, for sure.
And this is the second one since last weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Is this something new with this pattern, or is it what's going on?
You know, it's a phenomenon in a number of things. These whales are migrating up from Baja right now, so they're coming by our area in greater numbers. We also have greater amount of eyes out there looking for these animals right now, especially after the entanglement and the attention that got. So it was actually members of the public both times that were able to alert officials so that we knew about these whales. We don't have spotter planes or anything like out there searching for animals like this, so it's just a matter of if somebody lays eyes on it.
Okay, and one final thing. At the beginning, I kind of cut you off. So tell me once again, what happened to the whale?
It has been freed of its entanglement. It was a sub-adult gray whale sighted yesterday, trailing a large amount of rope in a buoy. Based on what we could tell from the pieces that we got, it looks like it could be part of a lobster pot or a crab trap. We have no idea where from. It doesn't have identifying markings that we've been able to tell so far. That was wrapped around the tail of the whale. Our team today was able to free the whale of that entanglement using specialized techniques and specialized tools that they've been trained in through National Marine Fisheries.